This is All Things Considered on WMYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The battle between the Mets and the Cubs for the National League pennant continues tonight as the two sides square off in Game 3 in Chicago. The Mets are off to a strong start. They won the first two games in convincing style. Another thing that's off to a strong start is the trash talk. WMYC's Jim O'Grady, a lifelong Mets fan, and Jason Mark of our sister station, WBEZ in Chicago, who bleeds Cubbies blue, have been going at it for days. While the players fight their battles on the baseball diamond, our stars have been sparring in the digital world, and believe me, it hasn't been pretty.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Dear Jason, first of all, the Cubbies are doomed. Does your city not understand that you exist as a plush toy for the cruel enjoyment of the sports gods? I don't make the rules. I just watch them destroy the Cubs when they get a little too close to the big baseball prize. They are Icarus, and their bats are made of wax. Against the mighty Mets, Jake Arrieta will discover his inner choke artist, and baseball shall rain down on Waveland Street like hail from a summer squall, like judgment from heaven. All the best, Jim.
To meet the Mets! Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are on their way.
Hey, hey. Dear Jim, what you don't seem to recognize is nothing you say could possibly hurt me. Have you gone to your grandfather's grave, cheeks wet and choking on tears, to say, "Papa, I'm sorry. I wanted to come here and say we finally did it," but my guess is you haven't. So none of your sad attempts at mockery or smack talk could possibly hurt me. This is what I know about the Mets. Their best years were fueled by more cocaine than even Pablo Escobar had ever seen, and their fans hate the Yankees more than they love their own team. Sounds like a real winner. And no matter what happens, when it's all done, I'll walk out of my house to birds chirping, and you'll walk out of yours to mountains of garbage. Jason.
Dear Jason, thanks for your concern about the garbage strike of 1975 and drug use in the 1980s. We're good now, so take care, Jim. P.S. The Mets lead the series 1-0.
When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field.
Dear Jim, that's odd you say the strike is over, Jim, as I've attached recent photos showing trash bags on the street, along with a video of a New York folk hero called Pizza Rat, combining two of the things your city so excels at, garbage and vermin. There's no doubt that if the Mets take a 2-0 lead this evening, they're in a very good position to move on. But remember two key points. One, no one in Chicago would drop a slice of our pizza. Far too delicious. Two, even a New York rat couldn't haul away a slice of deep dish. Far too substantial. Jason.
There's magic in the ivy in the old scoreboard.
Dear Jason, Pizza Rat is stronger than you think and embodies the spirit of New York. He's a scrappy survivor in the tournament of life. And right now, symbolically speaking, Pizza Rat is batting third for the Mets. His name is Daniel Murphy, and he's killing your team at the rate of a home run per game. And I know this offends your delicate Midwestern sensibility, but don't worry. You'll soon have the entire winter to lie on your fainting couch and recover from the injustice of yet another Cubs defeat. Sincerely, Jim. Oh, and the Mets lead the series 2-0.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
Dear Jim, it must be painful as a Mets fan to have your current hero compared to A, Babe Ruth, or B, Reggie Jackson, two gentlemen who played for the Yankees, a team you loathe even more than you love your own. Murphy is simply a useful thorn-in-the-side type with limited skills. He's on a hot streak, but will soon be relegated to the trash heap of baseball history. The saddest part about this exchange is not that we're missing out on an opportunity for true brotherhood between diehard fans, but that I won't see the twisted, fearful look on your face when the Cubs return to New York next weekend up 3-2. Jason.
Put the broken dreams of the past out of your mind.
That's a lot of confidence out of Cubs fan Jason Mark from our sister station WBEZ. Confidence that WNYC's Mets fan Jim O'Grady says is clearly misplaced. Keith Hernandez tried to date Elaine Bennett.